So you're a very proud man tonight?
Very proud. I mean, I'm just proud for, not just, to be honest, for the players and the board, but really the supporters and the town of Aldershot. I think it's been through some rough times, and I think it was sort of payback time for some of the supporters, what they went through, really. So, you know, fantastic all day, really.
It shows what potential there is within the squad you've allowed Annie Scott to build, and within the club, the supporters, the volunteers, and the public seem to want to come to the bigger games. It's about building that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always going to be like that. The big games, you're going to attract more people. We've got fantastic hardcore off supporters, 1,500 or 1,600 who come week in, week out. So, you know, they've been fantastic. And hopefully what they see today, they're proud of the team. And hopefully, you know, come Saturdays when these glamorous ties aren't on, hopefully they will still come and support this club, because, you know, the town is, you know, it's a fantastic town. And, you know, we've got fantastic relationship with all the way from, as you say, from volunteers, sponsors, you know, the council, the, you know, every single person around in the town just live for this club. And I think it's very important that, you know, today was one of those days, really. So it's fantastic.
I guess you've only had time to think Rochdale at home on a Sunday, 2 o'clock. Those are the details your staff need now to work on the infrastructure and sort of build up for that game.
Yeah, I think, you know, with all due respect to, you know, Rochdale, I think Portsmouth being a local derby, it was a big tie. I think we'll have a bigger crowd. You know, but our work staff and volunteers have been absolutely brilliant, Tim, you know, because, you know, we had, as it was sort of documented, 20 people working for us a little while back. We've got four staff, and I think that this week and last week they worked their socks off, and I really want to thank, you know, the staff and the volunteers, really.
And finally, word for Andy Scott. I think we were talking to you about, are you backing him about 6-7 weeks ago?
Listen, you know, I always backed Andy Scott. You know, it's, you know, the answer isn't always when you get a few results go bad against you that you've got to change the team or change the manager. And manager isn't always, you know, getting rid of the manager isn't always the answer. You know, he's a good guy, he's working hard. I trust him and the board trusts him, you know, but sometimes results don't go away. But, you know, but I think we just do, we've got to support the team and the players and the management.